being just a few days away from the election now means that in the Seattle mayor's race, the time for public debates and forums is over, and the campaigns have shifted to what is called the ground game. Phone calling, doorbelling, sign waving. Now, the current mayor, Mike McGinn, is behind in the polls, but this ground game, that's where his campaign says it can catch up. KUOW's Deborah Wong has that.
Hello, my name is Michael. May I speak with Kamva?
For Mayor Mike McGinn, the battle for re-election is now being waged primarily on the phone.
Have you already voted?
Okay, I will have someone call you back with that one, okay?
This is McGinn's headquarters. It's in a storefront space in the International District. About 20 volunteers are sitting at tables with laptops in front of them and cell phones in hand.
But will you? I hope you would vote for him, though, because, you know, his record overall has been really great.
Tony Lee works for a social service organization.
Yeah. And how much volunteering have you been doing?
I've been doing a lot. More than I care to admit. I tell people, you know, most politicians, the closer you get to them, the less appealing they look. The mayor is the opposite. The more I've gotten to know the mayor, the closer I've gotten to his policies and him as a person, the more I admire him.
And McGinn's people say this is what makes the campaign unique. Hundreds of dedicated, hardcore supporters like Tony. Earlier on, those volunteers went door to door. Now, in the final days of the campaign, they're making thousands of phone calls every day to remind supporters to turn in their ballots and to try to convince undecided voters to vote for McGinn. John Weibel is a political consultant who's working on McGinn's campaign.
You are substantially down in the polls, or at least the recent polls. Can you really turn the result of the election on based on your field operation?
Well, you know, I think there's those polls, you can kind of, there's one that said we were down 4, there's one that says we're down 22, so you got to kind of take them all with a grain of salt. Our polling says we're, you know, closing. This is going to be close. And so I do think the field game can make a huge difference.
So to find out what the ground game looks like for McGinn's opponent, State Senator Ed Murray, we went across town.
You got to get your ballot in by a week from Tuesday.
In a North Seattle coffee shop, a group of Murray supporters are preparing to go door to door, and they're rehearsing what they will say to actual voters.
Oh, you got my vote.
Well, thank you.
I'll send it in today.
Ed Murray for mayor, and I appreciate it.
Great.
Murray also has his share of enthusiastic volunteers. In this crowd, there are 3 high school students, a nanny, a firefighter, and people like Gordon Myers, who never before volunteered for a campaign.
Oh, I've heard Ed speak, and I just like what he has to say, and I think he'd make a great mayor.
Back at Murray's headquarters, I speak with Sandeep Kaushik, who's a political consultant for the campaign.
The folks at the McGinn campaign say that they have, hands down, the better ground game. Mm-hmm. What do you say about that?
I say they're wrong. You know, I say that that's the story they like to tell. They know that every poll that's come out has shown that that we're in the lead. And so they know they need to do something to buck up their supporters. Look, I have no doubt that they have a significant ground game and a significant field operation. That's and I give them all due respect and credit for that. But we do, too.
There are some things that both campaigns agree on. There are a significant number of undecided voters still out there, so it's important to reach them in the final days. And since this is an off-year election, a lot of people won't even bother to send in their ballots. So both campaigns say getting out the vote will be another critical part of the ground game. I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.